The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, our phone line's here, 605-4567. We are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Today, the 27th of August, it's my daughter's birthday today. So happy birthday, Jennifer. And I'll call you in a while. So good morning, everybody. 7 after 7, and Bad Bob, of course, is here. And then Trish has got the weather for the entire week.
Okay, and it's 67 degrees in downtown Reading as we speak. We're looking for mostly sunny with hot and a high near 97 today. Partly cloudy with a low around 67 this evening. On Friday, we're looking for a high near 96. On Saturday, again around 96. We're going to cool down to a high near 85.
There you go, 85.
Cooling down this weekend, that should help with the fires. And Sunday, we're also looking for a high in the 80, around 87. The weather is also always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay, now I'm not sure if we have guests again, because if we don't, that's fine.
Yes.
Because we have so many things to talk about.
We do.
But some of these things I want to remind everybody. On September 11th, out in the city of Shasta Lake, they have that beautiful candlelight ceremony. And remembering 9/11 at the September 11th Memorial in the city of Shasta Lake. At 6:30 p.m., food and drinks begin. And you can get, and I think it's like hot dogs, hamburgers, stuff like that.
Yeah, that's a good thing to
I'm
attend.
Sure. Yeah. But at 7:30, the program is outstanding. And they actually have pieces of the World Trade Center there.
Yes, they do.
As part of their monument. So that's on September 11th. We'll remind you more about that. On a reminder that next Wednesday, September 2nd, a free showing at Shasta College of The Hunting Ground. It's Their Dream School Will Become a Nightmare. This is a documentary presented by the Academy Award-nominated filmmakers of The Invisible War. And it's being sponsored by Shasta College and the District Attorney's Office. And this is about what happens on college campuses and the sexual assaults that occur, what you can do about it, how you can, kind of tell your kids before they leave. These are things you have to watch out for, and all this. But this is free, and I heartily recommend everybody go to it. It goes from 12:30 to 2. So you can get there at lunchtime, and it's going to be at Shasta College. And the only thing you have to do is to go online out there at register at Eventbrite.com and search The Hunting Ground, or just call out there to the Dean of Students, 242-7626. Just call out to Shasta College and say, hey, I want tickets to that.
Yeah,
and
okay.
You can get tickets. And I think it's going to be spectacular, and I'll tell you why. Or a really good documentary for parents to see, but also for think of high school seniors, because they're going to tell you ways, because they're also going to have a group afterwards to talk about it. But parents can check on colleges to see what the crime rate is in those universities.
This is a good opportunity for parents to take their seniors in high school, that age group, and go together to start the conversation. So they need to talk about those things before those kids go off to college.
Also, just to remind everybody, Honors at Arlington 2, SEED, A Shining Sea, our Missing in America project is on the road. They were pulling into Nebraska yesterday, so they probably are who knows where they are today. Hopefully they can give us a call. Usually, you know, it depends on where they are on the road if they can call. Because if they're on the run for 2 hours, they can't. I understand the long rider was in a trailer for a while yesterday, but they think they can get it fixed. So, you know, that's cool. All right. Hey, so many things to talk about today. On national news, not so much in the – well, we have some local stuff, too. They had that fire. They had four units downtown Reading in an apartment complex. Seven cars, four units destroyed. And they think it was arson. They think it was set by somebody. 15 people, including six kids, lost their homes. So they're displaced. And they're not like displaced – they're not like displaced travelers who have come across the border. These are,
they started one fire,
and then just, you know, I mean, on one car, and it just spread through everything there. And that'd be terrible if somebody was just trying to get even with somebody and wanted to burn their car or just to damage their car. And now all these people are really, you know, they're out in the street.
Oh, that's too bad.
Hopefully the building was insured. Well, yeah, but, you know, when you get – but what are they going to do? I don't know what kind of an apartment building it was, but, you know, are they the kind that – are they the people or groups of people that have the money to be able to move into another building, you know, as other apartments? They have the down payment and all that kind of stuff, see?
Well, I don't know. But if they have – you know, you have renter's insurance, and if you do, then all that kind of stuff is covered.
Renter's insurance is better than home insurance.
It is, because it covers all kinds of things that come up. As such as that, the first month's rent, if you have to be displaced because of a fire or what have you.
Well, okay. What do you got?
I got the Craig U Water District that the Shasta County has been dealing with, and a while back, they tried to raise the rates out there, and the people in Craig U said no, they didn't want any part of that, and so the board now has adopted an ordinance. And it's a really, really strong ordinance. This is in the Craigview Water District.
Where's this at?
It's out in District 2, I believe.
If you could have seen that, you would have seen shrug of my shoulders going, I don't know.
It's okay. It's covering the Sacramento River Canyon area near the Siskiyou County line.
All right.
Okay. So they rejected a $30 a month revenue increase to provide water during this drought. And so they passed a new ordinance, the penalties for the ordinance. So they're limited to all kinds of just draconian limitations. But the penalties are each violation may be prosecuted as a misdemeanor, punishable by imprisonment in the county jail for not more than 30 days or by a fine not exceeding $1,000 or both.
If you do what?
If you exceed your water limit. You use more water.
They can fine you?
Well, this is the ordinance that they just passed.
So if somebody came in and they were using a percent more or they didn't cut back enough, they can arrest you?
They can. It's a misdemeanor and they can throw you in jail. And I just had to think of the jail situation that we have here.
Obviously they have more room in their jail than we have for ours.
Well, this is the Shasta County.
Oh.
This is Shasta County.
Who are they thinking about?
I don't know. Who wrote this?
This comes out of the Shasta Water District.
And it was an ordinance that was passed by the Shasta County Board of Supervisors.
Oh, this is what the Shasta County Board of Supervisors passed.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, now I'm getting more into it because you said talking to Siskiyou.
No. It's near the Siskiyou County line. That's where you asked me where it was.
Oh, okay. All right.
So they rejected a $30 a month increase in water. And so the board came back and said, well, we've got a local water shortage emergency. And so they've outdoor water use in this district is prohibited entirely. Okay.
Wow.
And then they have to provide proof of installation of the use of shower heads that deliver 1.5 gallons per minute, proof of installation of the use of all toilets that deliver less than 1.3 gallons per flush, repair any leaks, and they can only use a very minor amount of water. I can't read exactly where that says that.
So the Shasta County Board of Supervisors said that you have to you have to buy new shower nozzles. You have to do all these things in this one district?
In this one district.
And if they don't?
And if they don't, each violation may be prosecuted.
Are they going to come into your house to see if you've
had? I guess they are. They have to provide proof.
This can't be right.
You have to be right. You have to provide proof.
The border supervisor would not be this.
Oh, this was passed.
Gestapo-like.
Well, this ordinance was passed.
That they're going to put people in jail if they don't buy.
That's what it says.
We need to call somebody.
It was in the paper. I read it in the paper as well, and they passed it on.
You know? But it was in the paper.
August 25th.
Was it in the paper saying they were going to come to people's houses and people had to prove it?
This is what the ordinance reads.
Okay.
That they must prove. Yeah. I don't know how they're going to prove that. Are they going to go to the houses? I don't know that.
Are they going to make all the houses bring in?
Well, if I guess they're going to have to bring in proof of. Perhaps they have to bring in a receipt that shows that they did that.
You're peckish this morning.
I'm peckish. I think that's the most ridiculous ordinance I've ever seen in my life.
You're peckish. Did you get a good night's sleep?
I did.
You shouldn't be peckish then. Hey, you know, this segment of the show is brought to you by friends at Sleep Number. You know, my sleep number setting is 45. Going up, it's gone up to 50. The best thing about Sleep Number is you can adjust it to whatever you want, and then your partner can have a different setting.
And you know, mine's been 55 for the longest time, and because I wasn't feeling well the last week or so, and was just having a little trouble sleeping, I dropped mine down to about 40, 45, and it helped.
You know, people say, "Well, I can't afford that." Well, of course you can afford it. It's less than a latte a day, much less than that, to have a great night's sleep. Rated number one by Consumer Reports, our Sleep Number mattresses. It's made in America. It's guaranteed with the new Sleep IQ technology. It gives you hints on how to sleep better, and with the new Sleep IQ bed for kids. You can go in and make sure the kids are sleeping well, and you can do things to adjust it so their sleep is better. But the only way you're going to do that is go down to the Target Shopping Center, to the Sleep Number store, and right now they're having the biggest sale of the year. All beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Labor Day limited edition bed. 50%. In other words, all these times we've been talking about this, Linda and I and Trish and other people have been on here that had those kind of beds and love those beds. You can get them now for 50% off. Now, it's going through the Labor Day limited edition sale. You're not going to beat that. Head on down, Target Shopping Center, to the Sleep Number store. Go see Brian Janice or any other people down there. They're all pros. Find out how you can get the best sleep in your life for the rest of your life. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bond and Trish Clark.
Look upon your greatness as you send the call out, 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 send.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. Centrally located in Memphis, Tennessee, GI Pathology delivers results to its nationwide client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to gipath.com for more information.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
What do you get when you add Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin to an amazing lineup of guests on KCNR 1460 AM?
You get We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Join us anytime online at wethepeopleradio.us.
We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream soundbites to bring you the entire story on politics, veterans affairs, land use, and private property rights. Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us, where we've always got environmental craziness, Agenda 21, Common Core, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
It's the most fun you can have while your blood pressure's going through the roof.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
National news with a local view, KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good night. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. It's Thursday, 7:23 in the morning, 68 degrees out there, heading up to 97 today. Thank you, Shasta Guest Propane, for the weather report. Phone lines here are 605-4567. This is really going to be an open line today, I think, pretty sure. You know, we may have some people showing up. This portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, in the business for over 70 years. And they've been in the business for over 70 years, and they are a top 100 hospital in the nation for 3 years in a row, and in the top 50 of cardiac units in the nation. Shasta Regional Medical Center, treating people well. I mean, there are great people there, and they do a lot of other things too. They get into community events, Karen Hoyt, all the people over there, just great people. And Karen just lost somebody in her family, and we just, our thoughts and prayers go out to you, Karen. Hey, all the comments we made since you read that thing about the Board of Supervisors declaring war on 32 people, that they're going to put them in jail if they don't show that they've got low-flush toilets. What they want them to put in, low-flush toilets,
too? 67 water users.
67. So they've declared war. The Board of Supervisors have said, we're going to put you in jail. Now, this is the same Board of Supervisors that can't come up with a big enough jail and vote it down. Thank you, Mr. Modi and Mr. Kehoe. Voted down the expansion of one we're building right now, and yet they want to put 62 citizens.
67.
67 citizens. Well, maybe five of them will do it. 67 citizens who say, we don't like the way you're running the water policy, and so what they've done is said, fine, you get nothing then. You can't water outside. You know what? You have to prove that you have low-flow shower heads, low-flow toilets, what else? All types of things. Or get this, we can put you in jail. You don't put people that break into cars in jail. You don't put meth heads that destroy things in jail. You don't put anybody in jail, and you're going to put 67 citizens that actually pay taxes and put them in jail. Do you realize how stupid that is, Board of Supervisors? Do you realize how stupid that is, how that sounds?
This has got to be a first. Usually I come in here and you
push
my
button. No, this just kind of pushed my button here. And then here's this. Oh, if you want to use a low-flush toilet, sure. You just have to flush it five times. Or you have a low water clothes washer. And so Sungo says, yeah, I just have to pour in another bucket of water to make sure it comes out clean. Or, okay, now the low flow shower head, if it's done right, those are great. We have those. But that's not the point.
The point is you're going to put them in jail. If you had said, we'll fine you, okay.
Yeah.
But that we can put you in jail? You know what? Do you realize how, did I say it was stupid? Somebody, please, send this over to the Board of Supervisors. Start with Larry Lees, who must have, tried to tell him, don't do that. Don't tell them you're going to go to jail. Tell them they could be subject to fines.
This is out of the Public Works Department that
is there any
ordinance?
Now, does anybody wonder why we have problems getting business and getting everything done around this town, around this county?
You know what you ought to do is you ought to call Pat Minter, the head of the Public Works Department,
Pat,
and have him come in and perhaps explain the whole dilemma.
I'm sure. You know what? You're right. I'm sure that Pat, and because Pat's a good guy.
He is.
I'm sure Pat says, oh, there's a reason for this, that if it's a misdemeanor, then we have to say that we have to put you in jail. But we all know you're going to put 67 citizens from this county in jail.
Because
they didn't fix a leak or they don't have a low-flow shower head. You're going to put them in jail for that? It just opens the county up for ridicule. Just when you think that, okay, the county's getting their arms around things. Okay, yeah.
What made you think that?
Okay,
that
you're
they
right.
were get, I mean, why are you going in that direction?
I'm sorry, you're right.
I couldn't help but bring this to your attention because when I was reading it in the newsletter I got, and I had seen it in the paper, but when it was really spelled out, and I thought, you've got to be kidding.
Can I take a deep breath?
Let me take a deep breath. Because that was.
We can't even build a bigger jail, and so you're going to put, you know what, county residents who, taxpayers, who just say, I don't want you to raise my water rates. You know what? If they don't want to raise their water rates, fine. Then you can say fine. If you're not going to do that, which means we can't buy.
You can't use anymore.
Yeah, this is it. And if you don't use it, guess what? You don't get any more. And if you do, we'll fine you. We'll fine you.
Exactly.
That's it. We'll just fine you for using.
Shut your water off.
Here's your limit.
Do whatever.
Fine.
But you don't throw them in jail.
Well, they won't. We know that.
Well, they can't.
Well,
there's
but
no
they
room
could.
In the jail.
But well, of course not.
There's
we have
no
too many other
jail.
People just wandering
Maybe
the streets
they can
that
make them
need
off
to
ticket.
Be in jail. That need to be in jail, and our Board of Supervisors threaten 67 taxpaying citizens, putting them in jail. You know what?
I have an ankle bracelet on
just for that.
Because I
just
flushed
for
my
that,
toilet
Board
three
of
times
Supervisors.
In a row.
Yeah, just for that Board of Supervisors, I'm flushing the toilet here twice this morning. Yeah. Of course, after Bad Bob goes in there, we flush it six or seven times. Okay. All right. Did I get enough out of this one?
Yeah, that was pretty good. Yeah, I'll have to work on bringing in more things
get
to
this.
Your
I love this. Stealing bikes, setting fires. We can't put them in jail. No, but we're going to put people that don't have a low-flow shower head in jail. Do you realize how great this is? Do you realize how just wonderful it is to be able to hear something like this and talk about it on the air?
Well, and that's why I brought it to your attention, because I really thought of all the things that this board refuses to address or get involved in or try to take a proactive stance towards solving. They do something like this, which just brings a lot of ridicule on the county, and I sure want to move here when you have this kind of ordinances.
Okay, get this. How can we fix a leak? They force us to water it in the nighttime. We have to turn on our sprinklers drip systems on during the day every so often to check for leaks.
Yeah. And if you get caught doing that, you're in trouble.
Oh, yeah. Then the water police, which we paid, the city of Reading has paid $30,000 for.
Yeah.
Well, okay, hey, look.
Okay. Well, that was pretty good.
No, Cousin Buford lives in the Ozarks. And Cousin Buford listens on the computer, and he needs to call in now and then. Okay.
Cousin
Hi,
Buford.
Cousin Carl.
Hey there, Buford. What's up?
How you doing?
I'm finer than frogs here. That's how I am. Finer than frogs here.
I don't blame you for being upset. Chelsea heard this thing about these low flushing toilets. You ain't been around our house after we had some of her nice honey chili beans and some of that yummy okra we have. I don't know that, first of all, these new toilets are too small. They're so low to the ground that we had to install a crane in the outhouse. You know, they ain't made for real men and real women.
Well,
when you flush it, you're right. Okra ain't fun, especially a lot of fried okra.
Fried okra. That, you know what? That's true, Cousin Buford. So what's your solution to this? Do you all flush many times in the Ozarks?
I think that we should put Chelsea in front of that board of supervisors of yours and say, gentlemen, I'm going to fix you a home-cooked country meal They don't want you to see how many times you got a flush.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Cousin Buford. We'll talk to you after the break sometime. All right. That was Cousin Buford from Arkansas who was talking about he can't help but think when he hears this that what happens with that low-flush toilet? You've just spent $800 to stick in your into your bathroom, and you have to now flush it several times because, frankly, they don't work that well.
No, they don't.
Or so I've been told, you know.
Well,
I've got one that's got a 15-gallon tank that I use. It not only can you just flush it, but in the last 5 gallons, you can take a quick shower.
Yeah.
all out of the
well,
coating
tank. Well, let me tell you the experience that I had with low-flush toilets. When we first opened the Frontier Senior Center down in Anderson, we had, you know, we're cutting our expenses, and we purchased 40-some toilets of the low-flush brand very inexpensively. And we spent the next 3 years mopping floors and fixing overflows. Not a day went by that we didn't have a toilet, you know, overflowing.
Yes.
Finally had to replace each and every one of them because you just can't, they don't flush enough.
Right.
We just can't. It was a constant problem, so we had to replace every toilet in the place.
Now, Trish, put on your district super hat, superintendent hat here.
Okay.
Our chat room says they can't legally target individual water districts. The law for one district has to be the law for all. Is that true?
I don't know. They've passed an ordinance specific to this district, and I would think they could do that.
Okay, so
that's
why they have those boards.
And so, Red, if they can't, tell us why. And also, Jarhead comes in and says, Cousin Buford needs to be a regular. he's a consistent personality. It'd be something to look forward to. Okay, Cousin Buford, if you still got your computer on, maybe you can come up something weekly there. Of course, you know, he only really comes on when something like this happens. When it just his hat, he blows his hat off. I tell you, dunks his hat in the creek. All right, we'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show has been brought to you by our friends at Four Winds Jewelry. Leonard is on a roll. And I talked with him yesterday for a couple hours, and he's got ideas that, hey, this is how it should be done. This is how the country should be run. This is who should be running it. And I was rolling on the floor. He is just so funny. And I tell you something else, too. This man has every type of jewelry you can imagine. And a watch repairman that can fix anything or build anything. Always at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Redding, across the street from Sierra Gibbs. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
It's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds inside Wind River Resort and Casinos, Elements Lounge, September 3rd from 7 to 9 p.m. Join me, Linda Bot, as I sing my favorite jazz songs from the American Songbook. Dining, dancing, and a cool night of jazz with Pat Karch on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, and Bobby Veramontes on drums. My very special guest this night will be Joe Larson on trombone and vocalist Joe Catania. Call 243-3377 for reservations for Lady Bot and the Bluebirds.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This summer, we believe we can all beat the heat without having to sweat our electricity bill. Your Redding Electric Utility would like to remind you that there are many ways to save energy while the AC is on. Please visit reupower.com to learn how you can change a few small things around the house to save money while keeping you and your family cool. Learn how turning off lights, planting trees, and adding weather stripping and insulation can cut your electricity bill by 30% or more. Remember, reupower.com, brought to you by REU, where Redding is powerful together.
You will feel the excitement the minute you walk in the door at Cicada Cantina with the unique one-of-a-kind ambiance. Located at 1691 Hilltop Drive in the heart of Redding, California, Cicada Cantina takes casual Mexican dining to a whole new level. Enjoy the fusion twist to our exquisite signature dishes. Sizzling steak fajitas, chili rellenos, pollo poblano, and fresh shrimp tacos. Or lounge out on one of our large patios and enjoy a birthday, anniversary, or any fun event while sipping on a delicious signature cocktail like the Prickly Pear Margarita or Mango Mantra. And don't forget, they can cater to any size group, from intimate gatherings at your home to a full-blown fiesta. Cicada Cantina. It's more than a restaurant. It's a party.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. It is 25 minutes till 8 o'clock here on the 27th of August. Good morning. Happy birthday to my daughter. My daughter, you know what? I had her when I was, gosh, like 21, and so she's, what, 18 today. So 68 degrees out there, going up to 97. It's going to be a great week in 85, 86. Wow. Hey, this works in the show brought to you by our friends at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, a veteran-owned business. What can I say about it? Except, you know what? They support our community in so many ways. Espresso Joe's, of course, with coffee, drinks, all that. Veterans get discounts at Espresso Joe's. And next door is the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California with a walk-in humidor that's spectacular. So all of this at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Is this about tobacco and brew?
No, it's about, well, then, it is about smoke. Go ahead. Go ahead and finish.
Well, thank you.
I thought you were done.
Well, you're sitting there with your hand in the air, and I thought you were going to talk about
it is
tobacco and
brew. You're really awesome people.
Okay, so what do you need? what do you want to talk about?
You were talking about the weather over the weekend is going to be good, except my live-in weather expert says we're going to start seeing the smoke from Trinity County dropping into the valley tonight, which is not so good. So if you're an asthmatic,
you know what? I did smell some smoke this morning. So okay, and if you have problems breathing, you have asthma or any of those, it could be tough. Even though they've gotten their arms around the fires, but the fires are still spreading. Even though how does that happen that they've got them contained, but they keep spreading? What's that mean?
Well, a containment line basically means that you are steering the fire in a direction you want. There's a difference between contained and controlled. And it's a process, an event.
Yeah. Contained is we have it doing what we like to do that we think we can eventually can get control of it.
Yeah.
But they haven't got it stopped until they've got it controlled.
Contained is a line around it, and then they have what they call shaky containment, which is, you know, we've got a line, but we're not sure it's going to hold. It's like it's fighting the war.
Now it just jumped the road.
Yeah.
Now we have another fire.
Yeah.
You know,
my son's over there on those fires.
Is he?
Yes. Not sure which fire, because they bounce around, but he's part of the safety group.
From what I understand, they're starting to pull the crews back in, and they're starting to release a lot of the crews.
A lot of them have reached their 21 days of, you know, they can only keep each individual firefighter there for so long.
That makes sense.
So, I think it's 21 days.
And the equipment.
And then they have to start switching them out, and they have to rotate them out.
Well, I know that the trucks they have up there have got two drivers. Each of them doing 12-hour days, and that at some point, I think, 21 days, you have to switch them up.
They got
to
go.
And then when they come back on, they're sending them up to Washington as fast as they can, because that's a bad situation worst fire in Washington state history.
Washington's burning down. Hey, I heard yesterday that there's people are moving into, believe it or not, moving into Redding with the idea of, you know, they love Redding, and these are people have huge businesses, and they're moving into Redding, and they're not going to Bethel, they came here because they like Redding. They like the atmosphere, they like the people, and they also, these guys are going to be jump-starting and helping to jump-start these ideas about getting a college started here, you know, that UC, you know, a UC
campus?
Campus here of some kind.
And good and bad, you get that conversation going.
Well, it is. But the I'll go back to this. The best places to live, small towns in America. In Chattanooga, Tennessee is number one for 2015.
Okay.
And I talked about it the other day. Well, my sister sent it to me because she lives where?
Chattanooga.
But Chattanooga, and I've been there many, many times, as have, you know, and I've got friends, you know, live out here in the hills. Other people have been to Chattanooga. It's not that far from Nashville. It's like 2 hours from Nashville. And Chattanooga has a river like we do, except our river's better. It's better fishing. It's prettier. It's just a better river.
Oh, gorgeous. It's a gorgeous river.
And then we have the mountains. Now, they have the hills and all this around there, but we have mountains. The people are not – the people are like us here. I mean, they're a conservative, middle of the road, but not afraid of new ideas. But the big difference is this. Two big differences. Well, there's three big differences. One, University of Tennessee, Chattanooga is there. Two, the business climate is a lot friendlier in Tennessee. It just is. Volkswagen and Kubota Tractors and several others have moved into Chattanooga to, you know, and of course then the unemployment goes way down. The cost of housing and everything is really good in Tennessee. I mean, better, much better than it is even here in Reading. But the other thing they have is a high-speed internet, a huge, huge tube of high-speed ability to, you know, on the internet. So that helps bring in the tech type of stuff. And that's why they're number one. But you could see that happening here. If we had, you know, there is, Bob, tell me, that isn't there a, isn't that high-speed, that high-speed hose of internet right going down the freeway? It's right out here.
There's a major fiber line that runs right past us, yes.
Yeah,
don't you remember the wars when we were putting it in?
But it's going to take $6 million to take it off.
Fiber optics came through Shasta County?
Yeah, they had to.
It was not an easy process.
They had to get a lot of easements. There was a lot of consternation. That thing kind of, and you want a fiber optic line to be kind of in a straight line because it works best when you don't have to put a lot of bends and junctions in it.
Well, there was, many battles. Over the easements and the right-of-ways to put that through.
Yeah, it was a tough go.
And well, if whoever voted for that was traffic. You. That was great because that's the future. And also what I've been told, though, it's going to take like $5, $6 million to take it from the freeway and move it over here someplace into town, out to Stillwater maybe, which may be an idea.
Maybe.
Is that we've got a high speed fiber optic cable here that can handle anything, and it deadheads out at Stillwater, and you start putting businesses in there.
An observation.
Yeah, okay.
I find it incongruous that you have a very conservative community that's a university town. My perception, and I don't know whether it's factual, but certainly the communities that I'm familiar with that did bring in universities turned into very big liberal bastions in most cases. They're not conservative. They're very liberal based on the college kind of atmosphere. That not apparent in Chattanooga, evidently.
No, they're not having problems. And the only thing they've had is they had that thing where the terrorist attacked their recruiting station.
Well, I'm referring to communities such as Santa Cruz. I mean, my goodness, that's the liberal capital of the world. And that community changed so dramatically from the time before the university went in, and then when the university went in, they literally took over downtown San Jose and changed absolutely 180 degrees.
Now, one thing about these fiber lines is that they have been targeted on several occasions, especially in the Bay Area, where somebody's gotten into the vault and just, you know, had at it with a big knife or an axe or whatever, and that's the reason behind some of those recent internet outages over the past 2 years. Where a major fiber line is taken out, and it takes days to repair. And those are vulnerable points. As all this commerce goes more and more online, you choke off that information pipe, and you have you've crippled us.
Oh. But I'm thinking that that's probably something that everybody should be aware of when they tie every bit of ability to communicate, finance their daily activities and everything all in one basket with the, you know, tied up with a computer. Might want to think about that.
Well, we do, though. I mean, you do already. So what I'm saying is, let's get a high speed fiber optic cable in here that attracts people, you know, in the technology field, because they were talking about how technology can grow up here.
I think it's marvelous. Give them
a bed to do that in. I mean, and then let it go from there. And you know what? And if somebody digs down into it and hacks out, well, let me tell you. You know how we did it during how we cut off Saddam Hussein's communications during Desert Storm.
Okay.
They went down there, from what I understand, dug a hole in the desert, and they found the cable, and they cut out 20 feet of it. the big cable, you know, that they had run all over the place. They just kept digging down and cutting them. Yep. Spec ops guys just dig down, cut out pieces of it, hack it up, and run away with it over their shoulders, this kind of thing.
Yeah.
Because it's out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Desert. I mean, you could do it.
People think all this stuff is on satellite. No, it's not. Only a fraction of Internet traffic travels over satellite.
Yeah.
It's mostly on cables and fibers.
Hey, we need to take a break here. Let's talk about our friends out there at Holiday Harbor, another veteran-owned business we have here in town. You know, Holiday Harbor is so great. They've got everything you could possibly want out there to put on the water at Lake Shasta, paddle boards and, of course, houseboats and party boats and pontoons of any kind, fishing boats, speed boats. And if you can haul it, they've got it, and it's all in wonderful condition. It's all run. The place is run by a bunch of total pros that are really, really friendly, really good at what they do. All of this at Holiday Harbor. You know what? Have a staycation. There's still plenty of water, still plenty of time, still plenty of hot weather in front of us. Give them a call at 238-2383 or go to lakeshasta.com. We're going to take a break. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It is 14 minutes until 8 o'clock here on the 27th of August.
Fall is just around the corner, and if you're looking for that special gift or a wardrobe fix, Dandelion is your destination. Located at 1322 Pine Street, walk into the all-new and expanded Dandelion Boutique, and you'll discover the largest selection of Brighton in the North State. Every day, there are new arrivals with the latest styles and colors. Let one of the gals at Dandelion help you select what's right for your body type. Friendly, always fashionable, Dandelion. Open 10 to 5:30 Monday through Friday and 10 to 5 on Saturday.
That's me. Marty Stewart does it all.
Turn me on.
Honky-tonk, rockabilly, bluegrass, and straight-up country. It's Marty Stewart, and he's coming to the Cascade Theater Friday, September 18th.
Here's a girl trying to steal my heart when I'm tempted.
Don't miss five-time Grammy winner Marty Stewart in Reading, September 18th at the Cascade. Get tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Beat the heat in the coolest place in town, Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Play with us this summer and enjoy air-conditioned indoor fun. Cool off with art at Make and Take Tuesdays. Play along in our passport raffle at Aquatic Adventures and avoid a brain freeze in Mindbender Mansion. Learn all about Turtle Bay's resident animals at Walk on the Wild Side. When temperatures soar, come chill with us. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Daffy and I'd like to thank everyone for their patience on deliveries. Having the boys on the fire has been tough, but bear with us and we will get to you, I promise. Danny's driving truck also, so give the girls in the office a call and we'll take care of your deliveries. Kathy's got more forklift tanks coming in any day now. Robin in Corning has barbecue bottles on the exchange program, so give her a call. She's got red diesel at the pump or deliveries to your farm, ranch, or orchards. Joe at Weaverville's been very busy with the loggers and the firefighters at all of our CFN and Visa card locks. And remember, we have card locks in South Reading at the Muse Yard, open 24/7. Northern Lights Energy, supporting our local families and firefighters. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 U.S. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It is 11 minutes till 8 o'clock here. 68 degrees today, going up to 97. Still a little warm out there. Phone lines here, 605-4567. And we are streaming at KCNR1460.com. Hey, go on down next Thursday, September the 3rd. First Thursday of the month. And join Linda, Lady Bot and the Bluebirds down at Wind River in the Elements Lounge. Great music. And their menu is just... You know what? I'm probably shouldn't, but every time I have the same thing. I have steak and lobster. It costs me $21. You have happy hour drinks there. You have, you know, it's all. And then singing and for 2 hours, great music, guest hosts or guest musicians this time. Joe Larson's coming back with that trombone. And also, Joe Catania's going to be up there to sing a few songs.
Oh, okay.
So that's going to be good. All of this is at Elements Lounge. Give them a call, 243-3377. Say you want to be there for Romance on the River. Okay, Trish Clark and I are here. And Trish, yesterday when Doug LaMalfa was here, Congressman LaMalfa.
Yes.
You know what? You can see sometimes when the job settles in on somebody, and you realize just how many things are there, how mm-hmm. heavy it is.
Mm-hmm.
And Doug was a little more somber yesterday than I've seen him. I don't mean this in a bad sense, everybody. No, it's not it. But I think that, you know what, he takes this stuff, his job, so seriously. This is not something he just kind of does in his part time. He has embraced this and is looking at all those things that are facing America right now. And one of them he talked about was yesterday, and I just want to bring this up, is they were having a rally yesterday, meeting at Reading Christian Fellowship about Planned Parenthood and defunding that,
mm-hmm.
and just what's going on with morality in America. 40 local pastors invited, 7 of them show up. The place was full. It's like two-thirds full, 200, 300, 400 people there.
But only 7 of the 40 pastors?
Only 7 of the 40 pastors showed up for this thing. You got a congressman there, and you talk about Planned Parenthood, and, you know, and LaMalfa talked about it yesterday, brought it up. Excuse me, we brought it up. And he goes, this is not about women's, medical rights. This has got nothing to do with that.
Absolutely not.
Or medical care. No, nothing like that. We're talking about the selling of baby parts and the cavalier way that these people are. They have no feelings at all. They're offering full fetuses. How do you do that?
It can't be, when you have identifiable body parts, then you're talking about a human form. You're not talking about a mass. If you have a mass, then there's nothing identifiable involved in it.
You can't have it both ways.
Gary, exactly. Yeah. You can't do that. So you're talking about shipping whole heads. And did you see the pictures with the little legs and arms? I mean, how can you do that and say this is a mass? And even were they actually in one place? My goodness, refer to the fact that look at this and the heartbeat, and that isn't a live baby. Hello.
Well, Shelley Gibbs, the head of the CareNet Pregnancy Center, she's on, been on our show several times, and what an inspiration she is as far as standing up for, they take people that want to keep their babies, and of all ages. I mean, up into their 40s, 50s, not 50s, but up in their 40s, that want to
help us.
Yeah, that want to keep their babies, and they help them do that.
Yes.
Well, the state has now forced them to give information and counseling to people. So, this is where you can get an abortion at.
Yeah.
But they don't do it the opposite way at Planned Parenthood, saying, oh, by the way, if you really want to keep this baby, here's the other side of it. Go down to CareNet. But 40 were there, and they said that she was very inspirational. But that Gary Cadd was there last night, but Pastor Les Baugh did not make his appearance.
He didn't. Pastor Les Baugh, County Supervisor Les Baugh,
did not make
an appearance. Well, I'll be darned. That just doesn't surprise me.
Oh, and then some. Ooh. And that's they talked about, closing down the government on a Planned Parenthood vote. Would you vote on it even if, I don't know what it said, the answer was, would you vote down on Planned Parenthood defunding? Because he said they're doing it right now. They're putting together
laws to defund Planned Parenthood. And the because it's supposedly abortion is not part of the Planned Parenthood where the tax money is supposed to go into. Yet, how is this happening?
Let's jump. We got to jump to this close down the government argument, and that's one of those. Okay. That's one of those premises.
We got 6 minutes.
Okay, that's one of those premises that they have allowed to put up there. That if in fact we try to use the power that's given to the Congress, i.e., to control things by budget. The argument is that then you close down the government, and that is just absolutely inaccurate. They defund something if the president will not agree to it because it is the Congress's power to fund. It is not his. Then he's the one closing down the government.
Well, that's true.
It is not the Congress.
And that's true.
And we allow them to set that premise, and we take the rap, and we can't close down the government.
Reagan closed down the government. But wait a minute. He closed it down, but it caused everybody to come together and actually come up with a budget. He says, okay, fine, I'll just shut it down then. The thing is, I realize that the military still goes on. Everything important still goes on. You know, there's other things that don't. Like, they do things like close the World War II Memorial to World War II veterans. Or tours of the White House. Yeah, tours of the White House. Well, frankly, tours of the White House.
Yeah.
All right. Who cares? But the military keeps going. Everything. National defense keeps going. Everything keeps going. So the problem is, though, is that the media, being what they are, will tear Republicans apart by saying it's them and not laying it on Obama. He's the one that shuts it down.
And that's exactly the point. However, the Republicans and the Congress never come back and say, no, we're not shutting it down. They just say, well, we can't vote. They talk about it themselves like they're the ones shutting it down, when in fact they're not.
It's not us.
It's Obama.
Can somebody explain something to me?
Probably not.
Please help me wrap my brain around this. The people who say that mass isn't a person until it somehow magically passes through the birth canal or during a cesarean. Then it becomes a person. Before that, it's not a person. But these same people will line up and carry signs and hold up torches outside of the execution of some horrendous mass murderer who needs to be taken out of the food chain entirely. How do they reconcile those two points of view?
I don't have a clue.
They don't. There's a difference because they frankly don't see them as a person.
Well, you just hit on it, Bob, with the whole thing about this has been the argument that it's not a baby until it's born. Now you've got a baby that they can make the heartbeat outside the womb, and it still isn't a baby. Why is that? Because it wasn't born, because they took it out?
Yeah, that's why. Because it's what they say it is. How do you get into the part where the baby, if the baby is, if you take it right then, in the last trimester, the baby can live, and they still say that they can kill it. And the part that were born alive, I think, and the bill that tried to do that. You can still euthanize them afterwards too.
Yeah.
In these bills, after the baby's born and it's alive, then they can euthanize it. I find this whole thing disgusting. But the other thing too is, any way you look at it, how can somebody not be touched by the way that these people that they've recorded and videotaped so cavalierly are talking about, yeah, we can deliver this. Yeah, we'll just snip above this and snip below that. Oh, I can deliver you 50 livers. I mean, how can they talk like this? How can they be just so cavalier, like, oh, yeah, here's just 50 livers? Don't they have a feeling in their body? Isn't there an emotion? I tell you what, if you went up to them, if they had kids and you poked one of their kids in the eye, they'd go berserk. They'd come at you with claws and everything. Well, good. You know what? I just poked your kid in the eye. How can you even talk about this stuff? How can you even do this? I don't know.
And turn right around, and the only people that they're angry with is they think those awful people that have taken these films and put them out there ought to be run out of the country. That's where the media is going. That's where this liberal group is going. That somehow they ought to do something to these awful people that have made these films and put them out there. And we ought to punish the people that disclose it. Absolutely.
If a beating heart determines the end of life, why doesn't a beating heart determine when life begins?
Absolutely.
All right, Rally Sally. Okay, we got to take a break. It's 8 o'clock, and we have news. And we're going to talk about some other things. I want to talk about a bunch of, I want to talk about over 200 or about 200 retired generals and admirals saying what they think about this Iranian deal. I want to talk about what Trump's gone on about the shooting down in Virginia. I want to talk a little bit more about that. And I want to talk about anchor babies here in the next hour. Anchor babies. Is that an insult to, is that an insult? You know, when you say you use the term
It's an insult to the citizens of the United States is what it's an insult to.
We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's 8 o'clock, 68 degrees out there today on August the 27th, Thursday.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Employees at WDBJ-TV in Roanoke, Virginia, tried to go on following yesterday's shocking on-air killing of a reporter and cameraman out in the field during a live shot. Allison Parker's boyfriend, WDBJ-7 anchor Chris Hurst, says her fatal shooting is part of a growing trend as he appeared on NBC's Today Show.
What we are starting to see is continued boldness from people who want to commit murders in cold blood for notoriety. And he did it to my sweet Allison.
He says the two are planning to get married soon. His economy posted a much bigger rebound in growth during the spring than previously reported. The Commerce Department says the economy expanded at an annual rate of 3.7% in that time span. Slightly more Americans signing contracts to buy homes in July as pending home sales rebounded slightly.
The National Association of Realtors says its seasonally adjusted pending home sales index increased 0.5% to 110.9 last month. And that marks a slight recovery from June, when the index decreased to 110.4 after reaching 112.3 in May, a level last seen in 2006. Steady job growth combined with low mortgage rates have improved home sales this year.
That is SRN's Jeremy House. The fires are still burning in Washington State. Sue Baldwin runs a real estate business in Republic, Washington.
Wildfires around here are pretty common, but nothing has been this close to the town before.
A new poll finds Donald Trump is widening his lead over the GOP's 2016 presidential field.
The latest Quinnipiac survey shows Donald Trump with 28% support among Republican and Republican-leaning respondents. Dr. Ben Carson is the only other GOP candidate earning double-digit support, although he still trails Trump with just 12% of voter support.
That is SRN's Linda Kenyon reporting. Looking to Wall Street, a bit of a rebound today, just as has been happening in markets around the world. Right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average thriving up about 263 points. And this is SRN News.
We gave Tom 12 seconds to give 6 reasons why he opened a Mathnasium Learning Center franchise.
Okay. Great income potential. Doing good for kids. Doing what I love. Making math make sense to kids. 500 centers open already. 1 every 3 days. Mathnasium taught me the business. Helps me. Supports me.
Time's up. Pretty good. For franchise information, visit Mathnasium.com or take the first step right now. Call 855-361-MATH. That's 855-361-6284.
The 2015 Cupera features plush leather seating that will feel to your hemorrhoids like sitting on lava-hot knitting needles.
Not if you step up to relief with the power of two from Preparation H. First, use Preparation H medicated wipes to soothe as they clean. Then Preparation H maximum strength cream to relieve pain and burning.
Now sink into that rich upholstery. Mmm, luxurious.
Preparation H. Don't stand for hemorrhoids. Use as directed.
And try specially formulated medicated wipes for women.
Even though a federal appeals court has upheld an order requiring the county clerk in Kentucky's Rowan County to issue same-sex marriage licenses, the clerk's county is still refusing to do so. Two men who sought a marriage license were turned away today for a third time, Clerk Kim Davis citing her Christian beliefs against homosexual marriages. Has declared that she will refuse licenses to all couples for now. The Pentagon's Inspector General investigating allegations that military brass may have lied to exaggerate progress in the battle against ISIS.
The probe reportedly began after a civilian analyst claimed he had evidence that officials at the U.S. Central Command were reworking conclusions of assessments that were being prepared for policymakers, including President Obama. A spokeswoman for the Inspector General's office declined comment. In one instance that raised eyebrows, a top-ranking U.S. General told reporters that ISIS was losing the war, even as Iraqi officials were reporting the group had captured the main government compound in Ramadi.
That's Wally Hines, and this is SRN News. President Obama travels to New Orleans to mark the 10th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina.
White House spokesman Josh Earnest says the president's trip to the Gulf Coast is
an opportunity to celebrate the remarkable revival of an American city.
He says New Orleans has made dramatic progress over the past decade since the powerful hurricane struck, causing significant damage. Earnest says the city is once again a thriving, exciting place to live and do business. Greg Clugston, The White House.
A fast-moving tropical storm, Erica, now closing in on Antigua and Bermuda, Barbuda, I should say, dumping rain on the eastern Caribbean on a path that's expected to take it by Puerto Rico later today. Across the region, officials have ordered schools, airports, and casinos to close down as a precaution. They're also preparing shelters ahead of the storm, which is not expected to strengthen over the next 2 days. Heavy rains, though, can always pose a danger. Looking to the markets, it is a Dow up now 286 points. More details at SRNNews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday, August the 27th. Happy birthday to my daughter. Finally, has given me two grandchildren and, of course, my son-in-law, Vince. So, happy birthday, Jennifer. It is 6 after 8 here on Thursday. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And the chat room is going here, and essentially about those you know, decisions made by our elected officials that are based on who's, you know, providing money for it and all this, or saying one thing, voting another, or not having, you know, not, you know, just saying is that, you know what, I'm just, this is what, this is the right thing to do. We're going to go that direction.
And you know those, I mean, are the kind of people we need to elect.
Yes, and it's that kind of thing, that people that support us, support what we think. But also in such a way is that there's also got to be that person there that also has to, we've elected him or her because of their judgment. And I always go back on this and say that we elected them because on the fact of they have a judgment, this is what they're doing, this is why I trust them to do this. And sometimes a person sitting in a position looks at the overall picture. Or maybe we're not seeing something. Maybe they've got other things. Now, when you were the supervisor, you obviously voted against some of the things your people wanted, right?
Absolutely.
You had to.
You have got to give them the benefit of the doubt from time to time.
Yes.
Look at their overall record.
Right.
And make sure that they're doing the right thing on the key votes. If, in fact, they're not, and if,
then
in fact,
you,
they have bought into the system
who's in there
over a period of time, then you replace them with someone. But you do have to give them the benefit of the doubt about some of the things we want them to do. They literally can't because of procedures or because of laws that are contained in there that we're just not aware of.
Absolutely.
Or facts. But, you know, it is 68 degrees in downtown Reading, and we're looking at a mostly sunny and hot with a high near 97 today, and on Friday we're looking at 96, and over the weekend it's going to get down to 86 and 87, so we're going to have some cooling, unfortunately with a little smoke. If you're in trouble with your breathing or have issues, be aware of that. Maybe switch to the air conditioner and not so much the swamp cooler, and watch your windows, because that smoke is going to be moving in here.
Well, if that's the case too, then you need to call Martin and his people over Alliance Heating and Air to make sure that your air conditioner is working and that your filters are clean. A lot of smoke in the air. You know, your filters get bogged down. They get gummed up. Well, you need to call Alliance Heating and Air at 221-2642, who will make sure those filters are clean and that your air conditioner is really working the way it should. A better-known business, been in the business for over 20 years. We use them at our house. Bob uses them at his house. I would encourage anybody that has a air conditioning need to go to Alliance Heating and Air. Check out their website, homecomfort.org.
And the weather is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. It's locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts, and you can give them a call at 365-3793.
There you go. Another veteran-owned business right there.
Okay.
You know what? We were just out during the break, you know, during the 5 minutes. We walk outside, you know, drink a little water and stuff, looking down the street.
And lo and behold, there is an outdoor shower going right down in the street right here in right above, right next to the Kobe Beef House here. And the water is coming down, and it is just – It's an outdoor shower, and I see homeless people kind of coming down the street to be bathing in this. I don't know if it's still going on now, but you know what?
Maybe somebody has to waste the water. Maybe they ought to get the water police over here.
They should get the water police over here.
Like I think so.
Maybe we should tell the owner. Who's the owner of that building?
Gee.
Let me think.
I think it's Councilman Weaver, isn't it?
It is.
But better be getting the water police over here.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just water coming from the roof. It's really a nice... a drain.
It's a drain.
It comes out. It's a beautiful. I mean, the drain's pretty. It's copper.
I thought I saw a bar of soap laying.
I'm not sure, but there were. I saw people hobbling down to the healing waters of Weaverville. Okay.
Okay.
Let's move on.
Had a little fun.
200 retired admirals and generals have written a letter to Boehner, Pelosi, McConnell, and Reid. Says the Iranian deal is bad. And they have, and they're saying we've had 3 decades of service. You know, a lot of us had 3 decades of service working in the White House, working with presidents, working, you know, in the situation and being over there. The Iranians cannot be trusted. Their whole deal is to destroy Israel, but they can't be trusted, and they can't be trusted to police themselves. The international authorities are not going to do it. The only thing that's going to work is sanctions against them to keep them out of the nuclear race, to keep them from having a nuclear weapon. And these guys and these men and women who signed this, they've got a lot of experience.
How many are there?
Almost 200.
They had almost 10 the other day, and they made a great big deal about it.
10 of them that were for it.
That were for it. That was stuck down our throat at every news break for 3 days.
Well, have you seen this anywhere?
No, I had not.
Is this in the Record Searchlight today?
I don't think so.
Maybe it will be later. But
I don't think so.
No, but they, you know, Record Searchlight picks and chooses.
Well,
what makes the fold, whatever
comes out of the White House briefing for everybody to say that day is what the Record Searchlight and every other media source prints, because you can you get exactly the same sound bites from each one of the news networks and the newspapers, wherever you get them, because it all comes off the same sheet. And I think it's released from the White House every day. This is going to be the news.
And it could be. But this one right here is, I thought it would be, and you know, it's important enough that, it would be in the newspaper, but this is with these number of men and women, senior officers, who, by the way, the Senate had to vote on each one of these so that they would be promoted. So the Senate went through them saying, oh, yeah, we trust the abilities and fidelities of these officers to make a general officer anyway, and then all the way up to 4-star. But that many of them are saying, look, it's not good for America. Why doesn't Obama and his minions? This is what I asked LaMalfa yesterday. Have you sat down with your counterpart, a Democrat legislator, a congressperson, congressman, congresswoman, and say that is voting for this thing? Why do you think this is a good idea? Have you just asked them to explain it to you? Why is this a good idea that we pass this Iranian, this treaty that gives them $150 billion and all these other things that happen? Why is this a good idea?
And what was their answer?
Well, he said he hasn't done that. He said that the closest he got was, he said there was one out of San Francisco that the Democrats hadn't backed, and he's a Democrat, and he had beaten the incumbent. And when he questioned something, he says the Democrats hammered him, you know, the Pelosi-led Democrats hammered this guy so badly that he's not going to ever raise his hand again, that they can do this. And they talk about Republicans, he says, but Democrats are just as bad, if not worse. But to me, it's still, the question is, Doug, what is it that they say? I mean, is there anything, because I've talked to people, and we actually had a dinner one night, this actually came up, and somebody said, well, it's better than to do nothing. No. No. It'll prevent war. We're at war. We're at war with Iran. They've killed Americans.
How will it prevent war? It isn't going to change anything with Iran. We're still at war, and they're still going to do what they want to do. They've proven repeatedly they cannot be trusted. They're going to do exactly what they want to. We're just going to enable them to have a whole lot more money to do all of the things that they want to do.
Well, you know,
and no sanctions, and they're going to inspect their own bases. How good is that?
In some cases, but the bottom line still here is this: is once it starts, you know, once all these are released, that you know, we're going to clamp these sanctions back down again. Chinese or Russians, who by the way are wanting to get over there, if they've already got people there doing business, and the Iranian general who was on the no-fly list and all these things is over in Russia now and China making his little tour, and that was supposed to be, they weren't supposed to do that. He was not supposed to do that, and so they've already broken that part, and the rest of Europe is being held hostage by Russia with the natural gas that Russia has.
This ship has actually already sailed.
It has.
It doesn't matter at this point what we do.
When Obama sent Kerry over there and they acquiesced, when they bent over and said, let's treaty, it was over. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, it's 8:15 in the morning here on the 27th of August. 68 degrees out there, going up to 96 today. Hope you're having a great day. Join in. Give us a call. 605-4567. Give me a rest here. Trish is beating me up on air. We'll be right back.
U202, the only restaurant where you can enjoy your favorite cuisine on the river. Now with our new menu additions, including classics like sweet potato fries, U202 burger, fish and chips, and the old hatch cover favorite, Mai Mai Almond Bean. Also new, 6 unique flatbread pizzas with toppings from beer braised chicken, spicy Italian sausage, to seared wild mushrooms. Try their smoked steelhead Benedict or the Cali Benedict with avocado and roasted tomato. And on Sunday, enjoy Linda Bott and her jazz ensemble along with bottomless mimosas and half-off bottles of wine all day. Happy Hour is every Monday through Thursday with drink and appetizer discounts. On August 27th, there will be a pairing, 4 courses paired with Lagunitas. Friday nights are rocking with live music from 6 to 9. View 202 serves only the freshest local ingredients. Executive Chef Dustin, along with his staff, are passionate about their guests having an exceptional culinary experience. View 202, 226-8439. That's 226-8439.
Summer is here, and it's time to enjoy the great outdoors. Whether you're headed to the lake, Bernie Falls, going fishing, or throwing a barbecue, Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop for summer fun. Stop by the meat department for the best prices around and try our own country sausage made in-store. Mighty Fine has over 1,000 drinks to choose from, and we barbecue every Friday all summer long. So take up a tri-tip, rack of ribs, barbecue chicken, or a Polish dog. Stop by the deli for fried chicken or a sandwich made just the way you like it. We are a locally owned and operated family company at 299 in Deschutes in Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
Wraith's Place Tea House is now serving gourmet teas, Pete's coffee, and delectable treats. All proceeds from Wraith's Place benefit Compass Shining Care, a local nonprofit committed to extending compassion and hope, enhancing the quality of life for individuals, families, and the overall community. Right in the heart of downtown at 1448 Pine Street. So stop in, enjoy a special drink while you relax and rejuvenate. Wraith's Place is what we are all about, a place of grace.
It's hot and smoky, and yet they're on the job 24 hours around the clock, protecting our lives, our homes, and our property. From all of us on the China Fire and all the fires in the North State, a huge thank you for all you do. You saved our homes and patrolled our streets, keeping the looters at bay. Although we were without electricity, most of us returned to our homes standing safe, if a little singed. To our firefighters and our police force, thank you seems so trivial. We are sincerely indebted to you.
This summer, we can all save energy and money together. Your Redding Electric Utility would like to remind you that you may qualify for one of the many rebates available for upgrading your appliances, adding insulation and window screens, or making other energy-saving improvements to your home or business. Please visit reupower.com to learn how you may earn a credit on your electricity bill. Save energy, save money. Remember, reupower.com. Brought to you by REU, where Redding is powerful together.
Allen and Dahl Funeral Chapels are locally owned and family operated since 1978. Our goal is to assist you with your questions and decisions in difficult times, treating you with respect, care, and understanding, as we would with our own family. We have a reputation for being honest and compassionate, and our rates being very reasonable. We have a menu of various services, from cremation to traditional paths. Let us be there for you and help you with the questions you may have, even if you have already chosen another chapel service. That's just the kind of people we are, always there for you. Allen and Dahl, with three locations to serve you, Redding, Anderson, and Palisadro. For more information or questions, call 547-4444. That's 547-4444. Allen and Dahl, family helping family.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Trish Clark and Carl Bach today, Thursday, 27th of August. It's 20 minutes after 8. 68 degrees out there, going up to 97 today. Enjoy today. Enjoy tomorrow because it's getting cooler on the weekend, so you can enjoy it even more.
And you know what? We keep talking about different topics here. We need somebody to jump in and give us a call and tell us what you think of what we're talking about.
Yeah, I mean,
enjoy the people in the chat room.
We're seeing a lot of it on the chat room going for it with each other.
Hey, give us a call at 605-4567.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Redding. Started 6 years ago, and John Bastiani has made a success of his business by having what his customers want. And customer service. He's got it all. Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Redding. Locally owned, locally operated, and discounts for veterans at Bastiani Arms. Okay. You know, one of the things, people are calling in now. Billy Bob is calling in. Billy Bob, good morning.
Hey, you guys, you're going great guns today.
Okay.
I love it.
Oh, Trish has kicked me twice under the table here.
You guys crack me up. Hey, listen, I want to ask a dumb question, if that's okay.
There are no dumb questions.
Okay. The House of Representatives, they have the power to impeach.
Yes.
Even though they can't get a conviction out of the Senate. But why couldn't they, because they're totally inept, and as Donald Trump said, they get to Congress and they're totally impotent is what his word was. I don't know if you caught that on the news.
Yeah, I think I heard you say that. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, my question is could there be an indictment of anybody that votes for this Iranian deal in the House of Representatives? They've got enough votes to do that. And indict everyone that votes for this for treason. And it's a dumb question. Maybe one of the callers or one of your listeners has an answer. I don't know what the legalities of that would be, but at least it would they could do something to stop this absolute lunacy. All right, let you guys go.
Thanks, Billy Bob.
Yeah, Billy Bob.
The only thing about that, I don't know if you could do that. Can you impeach somebody because of the way they voted on something in the House of Representatives? Because if that's the case, if you have the large majority in the House, you could
get rid of a bunch of people.
You could get rid of
everybody.
You could get rid of everybody strictly on and they'd have to be replaced. And every time they voted, you could do it again. You could essentially shut down one party or the other.
Yeah.
I mean.
Well,
in
truth and in fact, the if you stop and think about the control that the Republicans have had in what they haven't been in control of the whole boat for a long time, and even when they were in control of both the House and the Senate and the presidency, nothing happened. They didn't change anything.
Well, when they were working with Clinton, there's a lot of things changed when the House they owned the House of Representatives and the Senate when Clinton was president.
But
Clinton was smart enough.
But they did
to triangulate, and as he called it, and they actually had to work together. Now with Obama,
that was with the Gingrich House speaker and Clinton. But my point is, with the Republicans in control of everything, nothing changed in that period.
Well,
there was some changes that were made under the Clinton administration with the Gingrich.
Because they had to. Or nothing would get out.
But let's focus nothing. On that. Because what happened? That House went in there, and they followed the Constitution, and they set their own rules. They came in with a plan, and they carried it through.
Contract with America.
They went out, they sold it to the people, and they went in, and they actually did it. The Constitution reads that each House gets to set up its own criteria, its own mm-hmm. procedures for that term, that two-year term. Why don't they ever do that?
I don't know. But the other thing goes into it is why, if Obama had the House and the Senate, that's why we have Obamacare.
That's exactly
Even then, they couldn't push through gun things. But we have Obamacare now.
Well, that's only because you've got those Southern Democrats that won't touch the gun control.
Oh, no, right? Nor will they. But so now you've got the House and the Senate. You know, the thing I don't understand is why doesn't McConnell stand up and say, well, you know what? We can't get it through here because it takes 60 votes, and we can't get to 60 votes. We got 55.
McConnell is absolutely
well,
hapless.
The thing, why can't he do what Reid did and say, okay, on this one we're voting, it's just going to be up or down vote.
He
could do that, but he refuses to do it. I don't understand where the lack of courage or fortitude or integrity when, you know, that we screamed about Reid doing, but Reid, you know what Reid said? So what? We're going to do it. Why doesn't McConnell stand up and say, you know what, this is important for America, I'm going to make this an up or down vote. And you'll pull the nuclear option, hit them with the nuclear. The Democrats did it. It's not a bad idea. If you've got things locked up that you can't get, like the judges and all these things, which is what he did. If you've got something locked in there, then McConnell, why don't you just do the nuclear option? Say on this law right here, we're passing this bill right now in an up or down vote. We just passed it with 56 votes or 51 votes, whatever it takes. It's going to the president. Force the president to either sign it or veto it. Put it on his desk.
But Carl, here's the deal. We have some senators. We have some people who have done just that. And of course, the first one that comes to mind is Ted Cruz, who has stood on that floor and done these things. And who are the people that go after Ted Cruz the hardest and the strongest?
Republicans.
His fellow Republicans, who tell him he's not playing by the rules that Congressman LaMalfa explained to you yesterday on the radio about. We just don't understand how things really work back there. And you go back there and you get into your committees and you get into your meetings and you're told how things are going to happen and how they're going to be run. And we need more, excuse me, Congressman LaMalfa, we need more people like Ted Cruz and some of the others that are back there that have stood up to their the Washington cartel, if you will, the people that are in control back there of the how this is how we're going to do it, and tell them, no, we're not. I was elected by the people, and I'm going to stand on the floor, and I'm going to speak my piece. And we need more of those kind of people in both the Senate and the House. And until we can convince, and Doug, you know, I go along with him on a lot of stuff, and I always am willing to give him the benefit of the doubt about a lot of procedural things. And I know that we, the people, don't know everything that goes on back there. But we also know that he should be trying to change some of that stuff. And I'm not so interested in whether he serves on a committee. I'm not so interested in what kind of an office he has or how many committees he gets, as I am him representing and doing the things that he's told the people in California he'll do, the people that he elected him. And I think that's where the people in the chat room, the people that listen to the Heritage Foundation, I would say, I think those kind of people, we're wanting Doug to go back there and represent our ideals in some of these things. When he voted for Boehner after he told us he wouldn't, when he cast some other votes because, well, it was just the thing to do and you need to, you know, this is where the direction's going. You don't want to hang yourself out there. I want him to hang himself out there. That's what I want the people I left.
So you need some sacrificial congressman for the establishment to beat up on time after time.
Exactly. And I'd like to see his news in the paper or his name in the paper, like Ted Cruz and some of the people that stand up to that, the establishment back there. I'd like to see my congressman do that one time.
All right. Trish Clark, thank you very much. You and the chat room seem to have a lot in common here. You want the person that you elect to represent what you're saying. Not every time he or she's not going to do it.
No.
They're just not going to do it. But you have to take the overall look at things. Now, there are certain things that it's, you know, when is it time to stand up? and get your name in the paper. When is it time to stand up? Okay, then just shut it down, Obama. Just shut it down. This is just so egregious at this point. Okay.
And stand up and say, we are not the ones shutting down the government. If you don't follow the direction given you by the legislative branch who has the authority to do this, then you, Mr. Obama, Mr. President, are shutting the government down. But they need to say it for the news to print.
We're
going to
take a break now.
Okay.
We're going to take a break now. Bob, go out and get a fire, get the fire extinguisher. Or go out and, during the break.
I'm going to go use the shower.
Go stand outside in the shower that's coming off the building down there. Hey, look, if you're looking for lunch today, head on down to the Cicada Cantina down there on the hilltop. You know, I tell you what, the food down there is just outstanding, and it's so much, it's almost embarrassing. They have it all there, and 186 different types of tequilas. Maybe you don't want to have that at lunch, but for later on.
Sounds like the rest of the day's done.
It is. Give them a call at 638-4979 for reservations if you want to, but head on down to Cicada today. We'll be right back after these messages.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. Centrally located in Memphis, Tennessee, GI Pathology delivers results to its nationwide client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to gipath.com for more information.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460. With Carl Bott and Trish Clark, Thursday, August the 27th. Phone lines are backed up.
Hey!
76 degrees out there right now. You know, we jumped from 68 to 76. I guess we should kind of like keep our eye on the thermometer. But
exactly. Well, there's more important things going on. More important things going on.
It's going up.
Which we can't do anything about.
76 going up to 97 today.
86 and 87 this weekend.
This weekend. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Veteran-owned business, 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Man's Last Stronghold, discounts for seniors and veterans. Just, you know what? It's just a great place to get your haircut. I'm heading on down there tomorrow to get my haircut because I'm getting a little shaggy around the edges. So go down and see the DC Tim and the Man in Black. Great guys down there at Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, across from the subway. Phone lines here, 605-4567. Not that anybody needs to that you can call right now because all the phone lines are filled up. So let's go to the first one. Terry, good morning.
Hey, Carl. Hey, Trish. How you doing, huh?
I'm good. Good morning, Terry.
Good. You're full of passion as usual, girl. Anyway, yeah, we were talking about a couple of interesting things about Congressman LaMalfa. One is that the Heritage Foundation, and we work with them every week on the telephone and stuff, they have him rated because they rate different people who are running in different areas, different Republicans. They give them a rating of their electability.
Uh-huh.
The congressman's electability, which would be good if it was 6, is a 10. In other words, he doesn't have to do anything. He doesn't have to pass any laws. He doesn't
really have to
do anything.
He cannot be
replaced. He's going to get elected no matter what.
That's exactly right.
And that's the Heritage Foundation,
not
me or anybody else. That's the first thing. He did have a rating of 67% in voting on the conservative side, but I believe that's gone up to about 83 or 84, where Tom McClintock was 95. The real deal is that we get rhetoric and pandering, but nothing's been done, and I know there's been some talk about what the congressman done with the vets and that stuff. Well, there was a good article in the Shasta Lantern that brings out all the facts on that, and really and truly, from what I understand, they're like 14% worse off than they were before the whole thing started. So point being is that, and I'm not saying that we need to bash the guy. We need to bash the poor congressman, you know, and I'm sure there's a lot of stress and everything, but really and truly, he doesn't have to do anything, and frankly, he doesn't. The only place that I've ever seen where he has done anything is the Indian casinos. I guess that's his like third largest contributor or something is the Indian casinos. I mean, yeah, we need to get a grip up here and realize that it's not just pandering we have to listen to, but you know, let's dive into it and find out. And I'm not saying he's not a good man, and I sure hope he comes around, and I'm sure everybody else does too. But really and truly, this rhetoric and just pandering. It just gets worser and worser. So, I don't know, maybe you guys got an answer for that.
I'm not sure I do, but I do know that you're absolutely right about that safe district thing. The fact is, and I'm not sure what you do about it, if another Republican jumps up and tries to run against an established Republican, you're going to be beat around the head and brows by the Republican establishment up here who will inform you that it's just not your turn.
Well, the thing about that, and you're right, Trish, but the thing about that is Donald Trump and Ben Carson and Carly Fiorina have given us hope in the fact that folks can go out there and they can run. And when Cantor got beat as the minority whip,
yeah,
he got beat by a school teacher. People, I really think I've got a lot more faith in American people, but I believe that if somebody starts running against some of these incumbents and they are decent people, who've got a grasp on things. I mean, Janet Chandler, I think, is going to be a good example of that. When those types of people start to run, I think that there's enough people fed up that they will, even if it's a protest vote. Point being is that I think that we really have to have real change. And I mean, I hate that Obama took that word from us, but really and truly, if we don't do something about this and just let this be a rubber stamp vote every year where our congressman has to do nothing. How does that work, folks?
It doesn't work. Okay, thanks a lot, Terry. We got other people waiting to talk. Thanks,
sure.
Terry.
Thanks
for
your input.
Yeah, let's go to the phones. Okay, Red, good morning. Hello, Red.
Hey, Carl, how's it going?
You are live on the air.
Hey, I just wanted to bring up a couple of things. You know, with the criticism that's been going on with the congressman, I've been a very heavy critic of him, especially in the paper lately. He is still yet to defend any of his votes or any of his actions with anything other than insulting his constituents or simply saying that there's lies. Yet when he attempts to engage on the evidence, the truth of what we've been saying becomes readily evident. And the other thing that I would like to point out is if Doug LaMalfa really was here to serve the people, he would do the will of the people. He's more worried about his influence on what committee he's going to sit on and what he can and whether he can get 140% crop insurance through the farmer's bill. Because if it was really about the people here don't care what committee he sits on, what influence he has in Washington. They care about their country. And I'd like to reinforce that by asking a question. Win or lose, if Doug Emhoff would put forward the paperwork to impeach Barack Obama, do you think he would ever lose an election here again?
Well, absolutely not.
If Doug Emhoff put forward the paperwork to repeal Obamacare, win or lose, do you think he would ever lose an election here again? And he wouldn't. And that's why it's not about representing the people, because if he was worried about the will of the people and what they wanted, he would do those things and probably be congressman for life.
Okay, Dred. Thank you very much.
Unfortunately, Red, he's going to be congressman for life without doing that, but he could actually accomplish something.
Not
if
I have anything to do with it.
Well, you know, we had a previous congressman that did that same thing forever and ever and ever, and nobody took him out.
Okay,
well, he did eventually go.
The only reason Wally left, come on, the only reason Wally left was because Wally said he was going to leave.
Exactly.
That's the only reason. Otherwise, there's some good people around
him. Do a little research, Carl, and ask yourself why Wally finally said it was time to leave. So with that, I got to run. Thanks, guys.
Well, I have ideas why I think it was time for Mr. Herger to leave.
They had the whole next range set up.
Yep. Well, they did. And that whole thing was kind of strange.
Yes.
But here's my point on this. Okay. Doug Emhoff doesn't vote on everything the way people want him to. You've got some really hardline constitutionalists that say he's got to, this is the only way it can be. And you're saying in some of these things, it's the only way it can be, but then you turn around because of being an elected official is sometimes it isn't like that. If you're going to get something done, you've got to, you've got to give something to get something done. Now, the question is, I just held my hand up just so it's my turn, just let's finish. Why doesn't he impeach Obama? Why doesn't he introduce a bill to end Obamacare? Why doesn't he end the bill to, why doesn't he do these things? And those are good questions. Why doesn't he? But at the same time, is he representing the interest of the North State as a whole? There's what you have to – that's where you ask yourself. And if he's – instead of – okay, maybe he's not asking these or doing these things that this group of people wants, but he sure as hell isn't doing something that this group of people wants, to do away with. We want guns to be registered, all the guns. These guy groups of people doing that. He's got groups of people saying all these things. Is it – is Emhoff a perfect? Absolutely not. Is he 3 years into his job? Yes. Is there things that he could do? Yes. But overall, doesn't he have to try and represent everybody that some people would have a problem with the impeachment? If you impeach Obama, for what? For what? What are you going to impeach him on?
Many things.
Okay.
Okay. That isn't an issue.
So you impeach, would you even get it out
running
of...
Running guns? You don't even start.
Come on, everybody. Let's just grow up a little bit here. All right? I'm serious. Do you actually think that they couldn't get Fast and Furious up to the Attorney General? How in the hell are you going to get it up to the President? And let's talk about Obamacare. He brought it up, but the Congress of the United States and the Senate of the United States and the House of Representatives passed it. They passed it, and all the Republicans fought against it. They still passed it. So you're going to go back, okay, let's just repeal it now. Well, you know what? You could have a congressman do that, but why doesn't Boehner do it? Why doesn't McConnell do it?
We didn't elect
Why
Boehner.
Doesn't – who is – yeah, but who are the ones? Has anybody said that – who – where is it raised up to the point of let's impeach Obama?
I'm sorry. I'm seeing a tendency towards wanting symbolic gestures that actually accomplish nothing.
Well, and that's exactly
that's
the point.
That's all it is.
Here's what frustrates the people, and I will speak as a former elected official.
Okay.
Because there was no question that I made decisions while I was in office that people disagreed with. But I will tell you this. When they asked me why I made the decision I did, I answered their question. I didn't blow it off, and I would say, you may not like my answer. One of the things I think that most everybody that knows me will say is that I never avoided the question, And I would agree to disagree with you if I honestly believed it.
Okay.
Okay, that's absolutely fair.
We
do not get the answers. They blow us off like we just don't know what we're talking about.
Okay.
I know more about this than you do. That's not an answer.
That's not a good answer. No, because then that means you think the electorate are a bunch of idiots.
That's right.
So
And they are not. We as a population that elected him are not going to agree with everything he does.
Absolutely not.
As I stated earlier, you got to give him the benefit of the doubt on some issues. There are issues that I will take him to task for because he should have voted a different way and, in fact, indicated he was going to vote a different way on some of
them. The Boehner thing.
The Boehner thing and a couple of others that I can't really come to mind right now. But the point is we need to have those discussions when he's running again. And he needs to answer the questions. And I'm not just we're picking on Doug this morning.
No, we're not picking on Doug. I don't mean to do that.
I like Doug LaMalfa. I don't have any particular issues with him. I had the same issues with his predecessor, and in fact, I stopped voting for Wally about half the way through his term because of decisions that he made that directly impacted his community.
Here's a good point here, Jarhead. But if you don't make a stand, how will you know if others will stand with you? It takes courage to be the first. It has to start somewhere.
And there
are representatives that have been elected that are doing that,
and the rest of the Republicans need to get some fortitude and stand behind them when they stand up and make a statement in the chambers or when they come out with something. Instead of beating each other up, we need to stand behind those that take the stand.
You have to be a team player up to a point. Then somebody's got to be the leader. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. Hope you're having a great day. It's getting a little fiery in here, you know, right now. Time to put on that asbestos skivvies. We'll be right back.
On Saturday, September 12th, bring your family to the fair, the annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair.
Hi, my name is Chad David here at Orchard Nutrition Center. We've been holding our annual health fair for several years now. Our goal is to show the community what's out there for organic, GMO-free, natural. Show what vendors are actually local to Shasta County, Trinity County.
You'll have an opportunity to sample some of the Orchard Nutrition Center products and talk directly to vendors. Enjoy great food from the barbecue, including chicken and sausage from Smart Chicken, beef from Hat Creek Grown, and the always delicious Orchard Pizza. Entertainment from blues guitar singer Jimmy Limo, and plenty of fun for the kids, including face painting and reptile parties. The annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair, Saturday, September 12th at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street, Reading. For more information, visit them on Facebook or online at orchardnutrition.com. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly local Whole Food store.
What do you get when you add Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin to an amazing lineup of guests on KCNR 1460 AM?
You get We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Join us anytime online at wethepeopleradio.us.
We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream soundbites to bring you the entire story on politics, veterans affairs, land use, and private property rights. Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us, where we've always got environmental craziness, Agenda 21, Common Core, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
It's the most fun you can have while your blood pressure's going through the roof.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution. KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Hey, tomorrow on Free Fire Radio, Eric Wittstrom will join me as my guest co-host here. We're going to have Bev Mills from the Jersey Mike's and talking a lot about fast food franchises, food costs, all this, what's happening, what would happen with the raising of the minimum wage. Also, many other people coming by tomorrow talking Library Foundation, everything you can imagine. Of course, Haven Humane with Pet of the Week, too. We're just talking about pets here. This portion of the show, however, is brought to you by View 202. Join us on Sunday at View 202 for brunch. It goes from 11 to 2, and Linda will be singing from 11 to 1 with Bernie Baker and Bruce Kamen. Just a wonderful time. The food is excellent. The ambiance is, of course, beautiful out there.
Absolutely. Oh. You just have to do this. And we're coming to the end of the time there when Linda's going to be there through the end of this month, I believe. And if you haven't been out there and enjoyed this, wow, this is just right uptown and a wonderful way to end your week.
It is. Okay. We got a couple of things I want to talk about here before the end. Hey, by the way, chat pad, give yourselves a hand. Let me give you one.
You've been right in there.
You've been in
morning.
There, and you've been, you know, I mean, you know, you have been in there. You've been saying things. You're showing things there. Chat pack, it is great.
Kicking
Thank
in
you.
The gouging, the mud, the blood,
oh,
the beer.
Oh man, they're in there, and they're, you know, I got gouged twice in the eye. Thank you, Dan, very much for that. But he's nice about it. And he called, you know, just oh, thank you. Let's talk about two things real quick.
Okay.
Black gay reporter kills two white heterosexual reporters.
Oh.
I did not see it reported like that.
No.
And in fact, the guy that started off as black, that did black, that's the head of Black Lives Matter, tweeted it was a white guy killing everybody.
Yeah, it was. And it was a black gay guy.
And he said in his manifesto, he wants to start. Yeah,
black gay? Can we say that?
He's a black gay guy. Obviously gay, not being happy gay. said he bought a gun after Charleston, after the that horrible, horrible incident there. Said he wanted a race war. He'd been fired from the station because of racist comments he had made.
Yes.
He had made.
Yes.
And that he said black men and white women harass me. And this is what he said. Mm-hmm. Anyway, he buys the gun legally, by the way, going through, and this is in Virginia, and they've got pretty strict laws. He goes up and he kills these two people. What I'm getting at is the first thing that everybody, all the left-wing people say, including the White House, is we need sensible gun laws. We have sensible gun laws.
Yeah.
We have a mental health problem.
Yeah.
Trump says, fix the mentally ill. Let gun owners be. That ought to be a bumper sticker for everybody.
Absolutely.
Fix the mentally ill. Let gun owners be. The problem is that once you get into this thing, it's always the gun owners. It's always the guns.
NRA.
One guy actually tweeted out and said, was this a sponsored event by the NRA? I swear, you know what? People, get a grip. The gun, the right for me to own a gun, the right for Trish to own a gun, the right for Bob to own a gun. Somehow, the guns we own have not gone out and killed anybody.
You know, I'm going to tell you something. September 17th is coming up, and September 17th is Constitution Day. And I'd like to challenge everybody that's listening, get a copy of your Constitution and read it and share it with your neighbors, and then send a copy of it to all of our elected officials, because I don't think they've read it in a while. It's a real short document that sets forth all of the things that are important to us as a country, and we better start focusing on it.
I did not say this, Red. Red was saying, I was thinking about what Carl said. He's right. It's time to grow up and admit that things are just the way they are, and the thought of freedom and liberty protected by the Constitution, secured by the representative government, is just a childish pipe dream. Absolutely not, Red. I put my life out there, buddy, to fight for this country. That's not what I said. I said there are things that are going to happen that we just need to know about, but to stand up for the Constitution is not that. I didn't say just accept that.
No.
I never said that.
You didn't say that.
I didn't say that. And and if you took it that way, well, that's on you, buddy. Okay. The Anchor Babies. We got a couple minutes left. Anchor Babies. There is a article in the paper today saying it's an insult because Anchor Babies, what you're really saying is Mexicans.
No, we're not. I think you pointed out that the firstborn you thought of was Chinese.
The first time I saw it was I saw articles, and this was a couple of decades ago, buddy, was that it was the it was Chinese had been brought in. I mean literally hundreds of them, and were put up here in America for 2 to 3 months till they had their babies.
Yeah,
and then they went back home.
Exactly.
And this guy says in this is that, well, if they were doing that, they would have had to plan for 31 years ago. They would have had no Obama was here. No. People came across the border. They had their babies here. By our Constitution and the 14th Amendment, if it really says that, first of all, if it really says that, that if you were born here, you are a citizen automatically, which, and I'm not sure it does say that. I think that there's a lot of things to that.
I think there's nuances
to that. And plus with the guy that wrote the 14th Amendment, what he was talking about. But the idea of just because you live here, or you're born here, makes you an automatic citizen if your parents were here illegally, I'm not sure how that works. Now there's other nations that they let this happen, but none of them are constitutionally, none in the Constitution except maybe Canada. But there's other countries that do that. Mexico, if you're there, you know, they say you can be, if you're born there, that you'll be a citizen unless you're a member of the foreign military or government and all that, which is kind of what the framers of this were saying. And it still comes down to the fact it's up to the House of Representatives and the Senate there to say who is a citizen and who's
who is
born
under
here.
Are they under our jurisdiction?
My power source just went out.
Okay, well, I think you just blew it out with all
just,
the conversation
no, just,
in the chat room.
Well, you know what? I just ran out of. I don't know how that happened.
Well, you know, the anchor baby thing though is important because one of the things we can recognize. Okay, maybe. That's part of the Constitution that isn't working. I think the point that's been brought up with this whole discussion is that it doesn't make any sense that someone that is here illegally can have a bunch of kids and then they get to stay because they have kids here and we can't deport them. We need to address it and find out, okay, is this something the House of Representatives can change? Does it need a constitutional amendment? Whatever it is, let's address it and let's change it because it ain't working for us.
Yeah, there's a whole industry behind now this bring them in, have babies, instant American citizen, and all
the rights
and privileges.
I never understood that from way, way before this, way before all this started, was what makes it right for you because you're born here to be a citizen if you're here illegally?
What part of illegal do you not understand?
I don't understand it.
You know, and the whole deal,
I understand it because right now, and now they're using it as you're a racist if you question this. How can you be a racist
because
if you question this?
We keep falling into that with our political correctness. I mean, the state of California has now decided that in official documents in the state of California, you can no longer refer to people as illegal aliens. You can't use that term. Undocumented citizens or
undocumented citizens. Now, there's
the
problem.
What the heck does that mean?
How can you be a citizen if you're here illegally? You haven't gone through all the things that everybody else has. How can you be an undocumented citizen? By the way, my computer just went out, but here's your answer, Dan in red. I said that there's times that you're not going to agree on things because of the way that just politics are. And sometimes we have to grow up and understand that. I may have said that. But to agree to the fact that we shouldn't support our Constitution, we shouldn't be making people stand up for what we believe, no, we should never do that. But there are some things that are just going to happen because that's the way he is voting he's representing the whole district. Like this, like Trish said, it's not that you have to agree with it, but there's some things
that you can't agree with everything,
but there's sometimes you just have to accept it. There's some things you'll never accept, and we should never accept. That's not what I was talking about, but there are some things you're just gonna, you know, it's just the way it is.
You got to choose the mountain you want to die on.
There you go, and not every battle, but there are some mountains like the Constitution, like what's going on, that maybe you know you need to at least get shot.
There you go. There you go.
In the figurative sense.
Okay, now let's jump back to this because this whole thing when they passed that law really made me angry about the fact that we cannot say illegal alien anymore. You look in the dictionary and it says alien, okay? A foreigner, especially one who is not a naturalized citizen of the country where they are living. An illegal alien. That's what it says in the dictionary. Now in the state of California, that can no longer be contained in any of the documents that refer to this class of people. They're illegal aliens.
And they wonder
They're here illegally in our country and have no rights as a citizen. So they don't get to have
food stamps.
And,
they don't. Well, but
they We're giving them. Yes, we're giving them to them, but they're not entitled to them.
Well, obviously they are. Because,
well, they're not.
Because our,
that's one
our lawmakers...
Because our lawmakers,
are choosing to make the laws that saying is that you guys, even if you're here illegally, you get this stuff.
Exactly.
And that's what they're saying.
So, we, so we're
they
paying,
use
as
it
our,
on
the people paying taxes
yes.
are paying for these illegal aliens, and we're not supporting the things we should.
Not right.
As a result of it. But with there, but in California, they're no longer illegal aliens.
I'm all sweaty.
This has been a great morning, Carl.
I'm all sweaty.
I know.
Hey, guys.
It's bad for your heart.
You know, my computer went out, and I was typing like crazy, and my computer just
power
the,
went
well,
dead.
Well, the power, I was...
The battery
faded on me. How in the hell did that happen?
You need to plug in.
Because, you know, it's been so much going on here in the chat room.
Yeah.
Red, Dan, everybody, Sally.
Great input today
We appreciate it all.
Calls,
we appreciate all.
Everybody
and you know
getting
what?
Involved.
Everybody needs... And you need to raise your voice. You need to come out and say these things. We need to have them stand up. You know, we may not all agree on those things, but there are certain things we hold so close to our hearts in the Constitution and taking care of America and protecting America above everything else. And we need to do that. All right. Well, we got to run.
It's been
Trish.
A great morning. I love Thursdays.
Trish, you know, you were just, you know what happened is you got the tall stool today. And that was it. Trish turned it on. Join us tomorrow for Free Fire Radio. Tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock. We got a lot of things happening tomorrow, too. Remember, the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. That beleaguered 401k is probably doing better today following the lead of China's stock market. Wall Street's key averages are flying high, adding to yesterday's big gains. The market's also reacting to word that the U.S. economy is building strength.
The Commerce Department says the economy expanded at an annual rate of 3.7% in the second quarter, over 1% above the 2.3% originally estimated. It was the strongest growth since last summer and marked a sharp improvement from the weak 0.6% advance in the January to March quarter. Analysts believe growth has slowed a bit in the current quarter to about 2.5%.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Andy Parker says there are too many guns in the hands of crazy people. He's the father of Virginia TV reporter Allison Parker. She was fatally shot during a live broadcast yesterday along with videographer Adam Ward. Andy Parker says his daughter would always ask him what he thought of her work.